Well, y'all drugged the morning out so long, Hank had a meeting, so I got to do this project for Hank. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
I would say I presume it's a retirement meeting, but probably might be, so I don't know.
I don't know, you can explain that for me.
You got this? You got it?
I'm ready. Whenever you're ready.
I'd like to reconvene the February 25th, 2020 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is Broadwater Seafood LC Oyster Planting Ground Applications 2017-111. Mr. Stagg?
This is an application by Broadwater Seafood LC received back 2017. They're requesting to lease approximately 0.98 acres or about an acre of oyster planting ground in the Chesapeake Bay. It's located near the Seabreeze Apartments in the town of Cape Charles. It is protested by the adjacent property owner and also he's also the adjacent leaseholder. So again, the project is located in the town of Cape Charles on the western shore, just of the eastern shore, a little south of Cherokee. Again, you see the town of Cape Charles proper, the lease applications, that small red area at the end of the arrow there. A little bit closer view showing Seabreeze Apartments locations and, near the end of, just north of the end of Washington Avenue. So the lease does include an area of the old ferry dock that was originally built in Cape Charles in the 1930s to take cars and passengers from Cape Charles over to Little Creek. The ferry terminal was moved into Cape Charles in 1933, and they abandoned the facility. The water depths encompassed in the proposed requested lease vary from approximately mean low water at the shoreline to about minus 3 feet as you go offshore. The bottom is mostly sand inshore and a mix of sand and mud in the offshore. Cherrystone Creek, which is nearby, has a large amount of clam and oyster aquaculture, and there are active aquaculture clam beds 1,400 feet to the northeast. Even closer view, now you can start to pick up the pilings of the old ferry dock and associated infrastructure that's, of course, been abandoned and is in somewhat of a state of disrepair and just kind of derelict-type piling structures. Let's leave that up for a second. Broadwater Seafood, the applicant currently has 20 leases that total of over 462 acres, with three on the bay side and 17 on the sea side of the eastern shore. The applicant in their application indicated they intended, if they get this ground, to use it for growing both oysters in cages and also aquaculture clams under nets. We received the Broadwater Seafood application care of James Kelly IV back in July of 2017 for about 2 acres, and this is the area we ended up actually surveying right here. It is bounded by Greenpoint Aquaculture Foundation's lease and mean low water to the east. In response to our public interest review, we received a protest from Mr. Robert Schlegel and his son. They own the adjacent highland adjacent to the old ferry dock area. And they had originally applied for the ground offshore in 2009. However, when we surveyed that, we excluded the area of the ferry dock and some area to the northeast where there's a somewhat failing bulkhead and some riprap that has kind of fallen, some crap wrap, we call it, that's kind of fallen into the water. We did not believe, even though they were the adjacent landowner, that it was appropriate to lease where all these derelict pilings were and some of this other debris was in the water. So that was not included in that Greenpoint lease for that reason. In addition, and they have protested the application, the adjoining property owner. And they've also stated they believe if the area is to be leased, that since they applied for it previously, that they should have the chance to lease it now. In addition, they've also have some concerns with water access from their property and believe that they would not be able to do any beach nourishment if needed or install erosion control structures without impacting this area if it's leased as oyster ground. So here's some ground shots taken from the riparian property. As you can see, it is a quite extensive field of old pilings in this location. This is a little different view, looking back for the breakwater going in Cape Charles, back towards the land, and again, some of the derelict pilings and some of the rock that extends over off the jetty there. This is obviously standing on the land looking straight out. So the applicant did want to proceed with the application. I believe that they are here, and they'll give you a little more detail on their plan, but my understanding in discussing this with Hank is that some of the area is not encumbered by the pilings. It's sandy. They might want to try to do clam aquaculture, and that they would actually use the existing pilings to tether cage aquaculture kind of in between the pilings. So that, I think I've characterized their general plan. So again, we did not consider the remains of the old ferry dock as leasable in the past and did not include it in the Schlegels Oyster Ground lease. Believing VMRC would not lease the area, the Schlegels agreed to that configuration of the lease you see that wraps around this pending application and agreed to delete that area. We do believe leasing this area would create a conflict between the applicant and the riparian owner, who accepted staff's word back in previous application that the dock area would not be leased. This area would, if we lease this area, would limit the riparian landowner's access to some degree, particularly if cage or net apparatus was placed in the area. But as the staff level, we don't have the authority to deny administratively a lease or deny accepting one. So if the applicant is not willing to take staff's recommendation here, which would have been to withdraw the application, we can only recommend a staff recommendation of course of action to the commission. So therefore, accordingly, after considering all the factors of 28.2607 and 1205 of the code and the concerns that have been raised by the protestant and adjacent landowner, we do recommend denial of the entire 0.9 acres as surveyed for Broadwater Seafood as shown on this plat. I'd be happy to try to answer questions if I can. Our surveyor that actually surveyed this, Daniel Faggart, is here. If you have any technical questions about the bottom, I think he's prepared to answer those.
Any questions of Mr. Stagg? Mr. Tankard.
Mr. Stagg, you mentioned in your testimony that we stated that we would not lease this area. You stated that to the Schlegels at Green Point.
I believe that back in 99 when they applied, we were surveying it, and Hank was here then. I have to take his word that was what we indicated to them. And they understood, I think, the rationale and agreed that they were fine with that. They'd accept the configuration you see here of the lease to the north and east and west.
I just wanted to double check that. That's okay.
That's my understanding.
Great.
Further questions? Thank you, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Is the applicant present or represented? Yes, sir. Would you come forward, please? Good afternoon. Raise your right hand. Showing this where the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You state your name for the record, please.
James Arthur Kelly IV.
Yes, sir. Proceed, please.
The reason I applied for this piece of ground was because I was denied a piece in Nassauwaters Creek, I guess 3 years ago or more. So I just went looking for more land. I didn't come in here to start a problem with some poles or anything. But it just looked a good piece of land to me. I did a checklist so I wouldn't be coming here for no reason, and I just said it has no eelgrass, it's not a bathing area. Other leases have been approved surrounding me. It's a boating area. Do people fish there? No. Is it a boating area? No. I guess I should have answered my questions as I went. Is it a bathing area? No. Have other leases been surrounding me, been approved? Yes. Does anybody live shoreward? And I go, no. No one's ever lived there. It was, my understanding, a spoil area. I talked to George Savage. I don't know, George might be pushing 90 or something. He can't ever remember it being used. So I go, why shouldn't I apply for this? It checks off everything that I've historically known for y'all to oppose. And so that's the reason I'm here. And I wouldn't use it for clams, but I would use it for oysters. And yes, the poles, while they might seem a hindrance, they're kind of like an advantage to somebody in the oyster business to tie cages off to.
Let me ask you a question. Kelsey, Ms. Block. This area, I would presume, is a former VDOT right-of-way, correct? Would it be? Or was that a... Do you know, or it, did, Mr. Tank, do you know, is it a private pier? I mean, was that ferry a VDOT? Or is any staff know?
I have no earthly idea, sir.
It's looked the same in my whole lifetime.
Okay, I just didn't know, he's talking about tying things to it. If it's, I just didn't know whether VDOT is given. I would think it's been a long time, and I don't know how that works, but.
Yeah, theoretically, ownership doesn't just vanish. I don't know of any mechanism by which if someone owned those piers, or those poles, that we could, or someone else could, claim ownership of them. I would have to look and see if there is some mechanism, but that, I think, would be a potential issue if he's going to tie stuff to them, if the owner showed back up and...
I don't want to rain on the application right off the bat. I'm just asking that question from a technical perspective
I can't say how likely that would be, but
it's been a long time. I do know that. Well, before the 30s.
I think Hanks in his valuation says it
moved from where you see those pylons to the harbor area at Cape Charles. In 33, and of course, then we got subsequent ferry docks.
Like I said, that's a long. I don't want to make an issue of something that's not. But I just when I saw those, and it was a ferry. I've known people that have had to deal with VDOT as far as transferring. For example, you go to Smithfield Station, where some of their property is. That's the old road bed for the old South Church Street, and it was a complicated process to get that transferred from public to private and things like that. That's why I'm just bringing up the question. So.
I mean, if there is like a VDOT right-of-way, like an easement, that's a different question that could be more problematic.
Anyway, that's just, any further questions for the gentleman? Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Anyone else here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to this project?
The Slagos are not here. Hank said they weren't here earlier, so they did submit an opposition to
it. I'm sorry, I read that.
Now, it's my understanding they own the property now, so I would assume they have the riparian rights here adjacent to the property. I looked up the history of the prairie, but it's pretty convoluted, so I'm not even going to try to attempt.
Okay, don't. Okay, matters before the commission. Mr. Zedrin.
One thing that this brings to mind, during this past month, I talked with Senator John Cosgrove from Virginia, and I suggested to him that, we have these situations come up where people want to lease to the shoreline, and that maybe it would be appropriate to have some legislation that would guide us in that. And he told me to ask the board here, give them the guidance, and they'll put it into the laws because they know nothing about what we do. And here's one of these cases right here, right up to the shoreline. And I got a problem with our agency. Somebody puts in for an application to the shore, and they say, no, we're not going to do that. For whatever reason, whether it's a ferry or this or that, whatever reason that we have for saying no, you can't do that. And then
can't do what? Put in an application or
lease it?
Oh, lease it. Okay.
Like those other guys, they had it running all the way to the shoreline, and then somebody a couple of years later comes by and say, oh, we're going to lease that, and then we're here. I don't think it's right, and I agree with staff recommendation here that first of all, I don't agree leasing to the shoreline to start off with, but that if anybody should lease this, it should be the people who asked for it. And so I would have a motion.
Please proceed.
After discussion to approve staff recommendation, deny the application.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion.
I didn't second. I'm sorry. I had my hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Proceed.
I was just going to have a comment, but I think if we got a motion up, I was.
Okay. Not a problem. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Now, further discussion. Mr. Tankard.
Well, Mr. Kelly's a known entity in our neck of the woods. He does a good job. He's known for being a good steward. I mean, if there's a person we'd like to lease to, certainly he would qualify. You know, however, when we say in 2009 to the Greenpoint company, the Schlegels, that we're not going to lease to them and then turn around and lease to someone else, it's problematic. So I just mentioned that. I feel for Mr. Kelly. I think a good man like him needs to have more ground. But at the same time, I think to have a double standard is kind of difficult for this commission.
Further discussion. Mr. Frank, I'm sorry, Ms. Lusk?
Yes. I just would like to echo Mr. Tankard's thoughts. I certainly understand the challenge of finding suitable ground. That's something that's come up here multiple times. But another thing that's come up is situations in which people have applied for ground that's been denied, and then someone else comes and applies for that same ground. And I agree. I think it's important to be consistent. And so
kind of rough on the credibility, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough situation for everybody. But in this situation, I would support Mr. Zedrin's motion.
Further discussion, Mr. France.
Yes. When we do something like this, and I've had multiple people apply, first one denied, and we don't know what's going to happen with this one yet, but if something like this has been denied again, is this something that we can make unleasable?
Go ahead.
So I was going to bring that up, maybe if nobody did. And Mr. Francis Craig, we've had this situation a number of times where we had it in the James River, we've had a number of places where people have applied. This one's a little different. Most of the time when they've applied, it gets protested, it comes to the commission, the commission denies it. And that's all they do. They deny it. And the year, 4 years, 5 years later, someone else comes in and applies for the same ground. It gets protested again. It comes to the commission. At staff level, we've been trying when this happens to give the commission, even in our recommendation, a potential secondary recommendation that if you're going to deny the lease, maybe you want to designate it as an area that not to be leased. And we will put it on our map and identify it that way. At a minimum, I think with this case, if you just deny it and that's all you do, I still think, in my opinion, as chief of the engineering department, that we would put a note on the map that this area was denied by commission action. We have that on some of our other maps related to other things the commission had done related to encumbering an area. But you do have the option of actually, you know, in the motion or a second motion, however you want to do it, you know, saying that the commission's gone on record as this is an area that we should not lease. Doesn't mean someone couldn't come back 5 years from now in public comment period or and say, I'd like to raise this issue again before the commission. You could reverse your decision. But it will give us a little more power at the staff level. If somebody comes in, we can say, the commission has said, we wouldn't even accept an application. We'd say, go to the commission at a regular meeting and ask to have this issue reconsidered. But I think we wouldn't take an application then. So that is an option.
And quite honestly, that's only fair, number one. It also reduces staff time, number two, because wouldn't.
And to be honest, it helps staff. Hank and I have both been here a long time, but, you know, this could be forgotten if it's not put on the map. And Hank and I are both gone 2 years from now.
That's not allowed. You're out of order.
I'm sorry. 10 years from now when Hank and I are gone.
Just a comment. I think it would be really helpful if it was possible to put notes on the map that says this area has been denied by commission action. In the future, even regardless of what we decide to do about this piece of ground, I think it would be helpful for people who are searching for ground and obviously helpful for staff to maybe reduce instances where to go through the situation.
Mr. Zadrin?
I approve her amendment to the motion.
And second it.
All right.
So clarify.
Motion made to accept staff recommendations, remove it from leasability. Who seconded the motion?
I did.
Dr. Neal. Is that amendment accepted back to you?
Yeah.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Thank you for your time and coming.